Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am sitting in the big chair, usually occupied by Jane Matt and Air, but Jane is on vacation right now, and we wish her nothing but the happiest and healthiest of relaxation. And she'll be coming back in about a week and a half now. Oh my gosh, man. It's been flying by, Calvin. What do you think? It's been flying by for you?
It's always a combination here at the radio station. It flies by, but also crawls by it simultaneously.
I am going to take flies by as part of my experience with you. That's fine. I accept that. Thank you very much. But yeah, we are here having fun on Matt and Air on Air. You can get in touch with us and be part of the fun by calling 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call or text on that number. Get to us the same way. You can also download the free Civic Media app. That will allow you to text and call us through that app. So go to your favorite app store of choice, download the app, call and text through there, get to know you, be wonderful. You can also subscribe to Matt and Air on Air as a podcast. So if you're going to go to civicmedia.us, click shows, find us, Matt and Air on Air. It's two episodes a day. That's the entire show, all 2 hours. You can subscribe to it. That way it gets delivered right to your phone. You can listen to us anytime, even when you're not listening to us live. You can re-listen to episodes or catch us later, but we'd love to be a part of your life. Take us along in your pocket and listen to us anywhere you're going. And then finally, we got Dr. Laura Hanks. Hopefully, she is doing her doctor duty right now. So we're going to keep you up to speed on that one. But if you want to send a question for Dr. Laura Hanks, doesn't have to be related to OBGYN, doesn't have to be related to that. You can be any sort of medical question. You can call us or text us, or you can also email us, janesays@civicmedia.us. So that's very, very simple, very, very easy. Calvin, did you learn a lot in that last hour? I did.
Yeah, I definitely did. The question I asked has been, I've always thought that a female drag queen kind of sounded like an oxymoron to me, but I really appreciated Esther's explanation and it made a lot of sense.
Well, and that's the thing is too, we didn't even get a chance to go into the culture of what's called drag kings, which is, you know, and I'm going to use very generalized terms, so please don't at me and get mad at me, but women, however you define that, women being dressed up in, I guess, a hyper masculine way and performing in the same sense. It's the same idea, but it's called drag king. But I think that as far as, at least with the drag queen culture, as Esther said, and the question you raised was, it's become more open to anyone doing it. I'm not sure about the drag king culture because I'm not a part of that. But yeah, the drag queen culture is very open for the cool people, and you can do it if you want, but you got to work it. Work it, girl, on the dance floor and on the runway. That's a RuPaul quote. So you've been leaving us texts and comments on the live stream. Robin Allen, watching on the live stream, dropped a note, said, do not forget Tootsie. That's true. Have you ever heard of the movie Tootsie, Calvin?
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't think so.
It's a movie from 1982 with Dustin Hoffman where he dresses up as a woman, and it is basically hijinks ensues for the entire 2 hours. But yeah, and I believe Oscar nominated film, if not winning. So yeah, the drag culture has been a part of this for a long time. They just decided to weaponize it to their good uses and be wrong and terrible about it. So my heart goes out to Esther for all the flack that she has to take while doing the things she loves, but she is stronger than them and smarter than them. So I am sure she will come out to be the victor. Calvin, I asked you before, guess who's back in the news?
Donald Trump.
I want to tape that now every time we... Donald Trump. Yes, he is back in the news. The former president is a part of a new story that we got here on Channel 3000, written by Colin McCullough, through CNN, but I found it on Channel 3000. Former President Donald Trump's campaign stirred new controversy this week during a visit to Arlington National Cemetery that was intended to draw attention to the chaotic withdrawal of Afghanistan from the U.S. in 2021. So basic idea is that he went to Arlington National Cemetery, and he said by invitation of one of the families to come and pay their respects, which is fantastic. You want to invite a former president, you want to invite someone to be part of this very solemn, very important moment in your life on hallowed ground. then that's great. The problem is what we were watching wasn't what people at Arlington Cemetery really wanted us to see, because after they visited, they laid down the wreath. They honored the 13 military service members who were killed at Kabul's airport at Abbey's Gate. And that and Monday was marking the 3-year anniversary since that time had happened. Basically, what happened after that is we found out through a report, and that's not a report from anybody but the actual Arlington Cemetery. This is a report that's been filed with that venue, is that there was a verbal and physical altercation happening, saying that the cemetery's official attempted to prevent Trump's team from photographing and filming in the area where recent U.S. casualties are buried. And the Trump campaign said that they were verbally and abused and pushed off by official staff. This is all a story being also reported by NPR. And what's the problem with this all is that the Trump team is making it seem like they weren't allowed to put their cameras down. They weren't allowed to take pictures. They weren't allowed to do what they want. And some sort of verbal and physical altercation came on, and they were being not discriminated against, but you know, they weren't being allowed. Well, the fact is that it is against the law for political campaigns or election related activities to happen on Army National Military Cemeteries. So basically what it was is they tried to come onto the property, say, we're going to do this. The people at Arlington said no. And this guy, I don't know why we don't talk about him more, but Trump spokesperson, Stephen, I believe his last name is Chung. If I'm wrong, please let me know. But his name is Stephen Chung, disputed the claims. He's got an amazing Twitter follow, by the way. He is the Trumpiest of Trump supporters. He has imbibed the Kool-Aid, and you cannot tell him anything differently. But he is making it seem like it is the fault of the cemetery and not the fact that they would not adhere to what is federal law about trying to campaign on a national cemetery, which to me, I don't know, Calvin, we were talking about this yesterday, seems pretty disgusting. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like I said yesterday, I've been there. It's a solemn place. It's just gross. Like, I don't... Why would you... It's just so obvious, like, transparently, for attention and for publicity, there's nothing genuine about it. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what he hoped to gain.
Well, he hoped to score points with...
Well, yeah, I guess I knew what he hoped to gain. I don't know. I guess the people around him don't really see the bigger picture enough to recognize that this is a bad look.
No. No, I don't think they do. And I think this goes back to something that Esther, you and I were talking about, which is if you deal with a certain demographic of individual who support the former president, there's nothing you can do that can make them change their mind. This is now just another thing he has done, which completely disrespects the military, which he has been doing his entire life, Calvin. He has had a history, I mean, calling vets losers and suckers and demeaning the sacrifices of John McCain. I mean, this is nothing new to people who know him, but it's just another thing to show that he does not care about, well, he doesn't care about anyone, Calvin. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about the families who love him. He cares about being loved, getting elected, getting more power so he can be loved more. He just needs to be the best, and this was another thing he did. And the fact that his campaign staff would get into a physical and verbal assault with people at Arlington National Cemetery, I don't know how this is possible, Calvin, but it both shocks me, yet I am not surprised at all.
Yeah, and I mean, just about not only at Arlington National Cemetery on, like, where our troops are buried and should be honored. He did it in front of from my understanding, the 13 who were killed in Afghanistan in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, he's trying to point the finger at Biden and see it, like, say, Biden got them killed, basically,
yes.
Which is terrible and awful. And it also ignores the role he played in the Afghanistan pullout. He announced the U.S. troop withdrawal in November of 2020. He is the one who negotiated with the Taliban. He is the one, I'm not saying Biden isn't responsible, because no. I think he is, but Trump is equally as responsible in my eyes.
Well, and that's the thing, that we can have these conversations about policies and things that presidents have done that we don't like. Do I like that Barack Obama sent out a bunch of drones and bombed people? I don't, but I recognize it and accept it. Do I like that they nicknamed him the deporter in chief? I don't like it, but I accept that because on his watch, those things happened. But, and to talk about Biden, it has been well documented that this is something that has haunted him, that this pullout has been a drag on his legacy. And it's something that he has to, and we have to as a country deal with. And that's for another conversation, as we only have so much time, and Todd Alba still will not let me have his first hour as my third hour. But it's that lack of being able to talk about it. It's that the fact that you can't say anything at all, because he's done no wrong. And if there was a physical and verbal altercation at the cemetery, well, that couldn't have been Trump. That couldn't have been his people. They're just too good. Well, no, they're not. And they're proving it every single day with every single news story that comes along. Dave in New Berlin texts in, nobody knows more about taking a something on heroes' graves than Donald Trump. I won't say that word because I can't. Dave, keep the text clean, buddy. But yeah, I mean, there is no respect there. There never has been. And to try to feign it now is, in my opinion, too late. And vets, we've said it before, vets who support Trump, I don't understand. If you want to call in and tell us why, I'd love to hear from you. As a veteran, if you support Trump, please let us know. If you're a veteran and you want to let us know, and if you have any thoughts at all on this matter, call us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to come back and keep the conversation going. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Bach. I don't know why I said it like that, Calvin. My name is Greg Bach. I'm sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently on vacation. We wish her the best and nothing but relaxation, hydration, and fun. You can get in touch with us, 855-752-4842. Once again, 855-75-CIVIC is the number. You can call or text that number to get in touch with us. And we'd love to hear from you. You can leave a comment on the live stream. Just like Andrew in Maine did, he said, anyone remember the young lady that was fired from her private sector job after posting a picture of her pretending to yell at Arlington National Cemetery? I do not. I do not remember that one at all. And he said, also, in my 9 years in the military, did I once get a mission briefing from a president? There were many generals involved in Afghanistan withdrawal planning execution. So, I mean, that's a good point, Andrew. I don't want to blame anyone for it specifically and solely. It's a conversation that happens between many, many people, but it's executed eventually through the president. It is the Harry Truman idea of the buck stops here. And if that decision ultimately falls on President Biden. So Calvin, what are your thoughts?
Well, just not to go too deep into the Afghanistan pullout, because that is a rabbit hole that we could spend a whole show on.
Yeah.
But, whether how it was handled or not, it was obviously not handled well as the Taliban took over Afghanistan and 13 service members died. But every person that I've heard talk about the situation said we needed to get out of Afghanistan. And it was unclear what that was going to look like when it happened, but it needed to happen at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an absolute, it's, one that you want to sit and discuss with. I know on the radio right now, I'm talking to Calvin and we're talking to you all to have a conversation about it. And we really want to, we do want to know your thoughts on it. And yeah, let's go ahead and we got CJ on the line. CJ, what's going on? How am I annoying you today?
Well, you brought up Afghanistan, and remember who's the one that said the last one in the room? She was proud of it.
Yeah, but we're talking. But we're
one of the last interviews, I think.
And that's fine, CJ. I understand. I've read those articles too. I've read everything that you guys post, and it's fine. I read that as well. But my point is, we're talking more on the idea of presidential legacy, and really the topic of conversation is also the fact that, once again, Donald Trump has disrespected the military as he has done so many times before. So, you know, I understand that you want to bring in Kamala, and that's great because I think she's great. I know you do not, but that's a difference we have between the two of us, and that's fine.
Well, those Gold Stars families feel a little different about it, Greg. They feel that he's done dissed by the administration they have. But you want to just focus on what you want to focus on, obviously.
No, I'll focus, and that's fine, CJ. I'll focus on that too. I don't begrudge or take away from what those families feel. If they feel that Trump was a great leader, that's for them to decide, and that's for them to believe. I have differing opinions on that matter. I also know that Donald Trump completely disrespected Gold Star families as well, so I get to have that opinion on him once again disrespecting military members and their families. But I don't take away from what they want to feel at all. That's their right to do it, as is your right to feel how you feel. I mean, I know you have referred to me as many names on text lines, but you're entitled to those feelings about me.
What have I referred to you on text line?
Call me a chicken, Calvin. He called me
really?
A chicken dem.
God, you are mean. Such a baby.
I know. CJ, I'm just having fun with you, buddy. I just want to make you laugh. That's all I want to do in my life is make you happy. But we won't agree on those topics, and I understand that. I'm fine with that. I absolutely am. But I'm just on the topic of what we're talking about is that in light of federal mandates, in light of what was told to many people, federal law which prohibits political campaigns or election-related activities happening, his campaign went in there, disrespected the grounds, disrespected the workers, and that is the truth. That is without denial. It is a report that's been filed, period. If you think that the Gold Star families love him for their reasons, that's absolutely fine. They're allowed to do that. I'm not here to tell them they can't. It's America. It's a free country. But what we're talking about here is the constant disrespect of Donald Trump and his orbit on the military world, which is undeniable completely. So I hope I'm not a chicken anymore, Calvin. Do you feel like a chicken?
Well, and I mean, he hung up, so I guess I don't get to ask him my question. My question is, do you think we should still be in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
If the answer to that question is yes, then I guess the conversation is like, that's what I guess the conversation is over.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. If you believe we should still be there, do you think we should still be at war? Do you think we should have a presence? We still have a presence there. I think about less than 1,000 troops, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, that goes along with the thing is, like, if you still believe we should be in Afghanistan doing what we were doing for 20 years with not a lot of like success to show for it, then that's your absolute belief. And I can't take that away from you. I'm not going to sit here and try to argue you down from that sort of ledge because that's your right. So, I just really hope that CJ doesn't think I'm a chicken anymore. And yes, sometimes I can be a baby, Calvin. Sometimes I can.
Yeah, but I guess we all can be. We're all sensitive.
We're sensitive.
We're all sensitive in our own way.
Yes, exactly. I'm very sensitive. But I do appreciate him calling. I appreciate y'all calling and texting and getting on the live stream. We really appreciate you being a part of it. I will say this. So I want to forewarn people right now. Dr. Hanks says she will be joining us, but she is right now on call. She could get called to surgery. This will be exciting. So I want you to keep something in your mind in case we don't have Dr. Hanks. We're going to be, if we can't talk to Dr. Hanks, then we are going to go ahead and we want to ask you a question. What are your Midwestern hot takes? And I want you to think on like the terms of like Tim Walz, the things he's been saying about, he was doing an interview recently on Subway Stories where he was talking about cleaning the gutters and his takes on burgers. And, you know, I want you to think about that. Midwestern hot takes. We want to hear from you on that. You can text those in. You can call in 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also follow us on social media, Matt and Air on Air. That's MATENAER on Air. You can also follow Civic Media, Civic Media US on the social media as well. We want to make sure you get following and find out all the information that's going on. It's like our big announcement yesterday with Dan Schaefer. Big, big announcement for Dan Schaefer. He is now the political editor of Civic Media. He's also part of the, he's also the founder of the Recombobulation Area, but you can hear him now more often on Civic Media because he is now our political editor and our coworker and our friend. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to have public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Feel free to ask any questions on the text or the calling or on the live stream. We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just want to rewind, want to turn back time to a different time. Oh, sometimes I just want to rewind, I just want to rewind, I just want to rewind. Press rewind, yeah, yeah, press rewind, yeah. Bring the beat back, press rewind, yeah, yeah, press rewind. Bad blood, you know it used to be mad love, so take a look what you've done, cause baby now we got bad blood.
good morning, welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who's currently on vacation, vacating, resting, relaxing, staying hydrated, and we wish her nothing but the best. You can be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is Wednesday, it is 11:30. And I have nothing but the most glowing, wonderful things to say about our regular 11:30 Wednesday guest, who is the bringer of the announcement, which is the public service announcement, Dr. Laura Hanks. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Hi. Thanks, guys. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. Yeah. What's going on?
I got these new earbuds. They're super fancy.
Ooh.
And do you like my scrub cap too?
What does it say? Your
spectacular.
Folks, you can't see it. It's a speculum. Thank you.
See the pun that we did there?
It's a pun, folks. You don't have to be a dad to make a dad joke. Dr. Laura, thank you so much for being here, especially today. I know you've been communicating with me all morning that it's been kind of crazy at your job. For those who don't know, you know, you're an OBGYN and things are going on right now.
Yeah, things are happening. There's lots of Virgo babies being born.
Oh boy.
So,
Virgo babies?
I know.
Oh, is
Virgo.
You mean as in like the,
we're in Virgo season.
Oh God. All right. I didn't realize we got a doctor of hokum on the line.
I know. My husband gets so mad at me whenever I'm like, you know, start talking about horoscopes and I'm like, you're being such a Leo right now. Really gets them fired up.
Oh God, I just can't with that. I just can't even start with that. Okay.
I know. I can't help it. I got a little bit of that. You know, it's just it's fun.
What is your sign? I ask in the most scientific way. That's like, so what's your sign?
Yeah. I'm a Capricorn. My husband's a Leo. My parents are both Leo and Capricorn. So I think it's a good combination, which I try to tell him all the time. And he's like, or it's
just not
when we were born.
I honestly, like, whenever there's a full moon or when the full moon drops on a Friday the 13th, I always post the same thing on social media. I say, hey guys, it's a full moon and it's Friday the 13th. You know what that means? Nothing. So,
okay. Now, to be fair, there actually has been studies about full moons and ERs and labor and delivery. Like, there is something about people coming into the hospitals there is some literature there.
Please send me all of the study that you've read. Because
I will.
We're not talking like
all of the study.
Climate change scientists amounts of study. We're talking about like a guy named Roy who's like, you know, it gets real weird in the hospital when the moon comes out. All right.
Anecdotally, as I like to say.
Ooh, wow. Captain Big Words over here. So I sent you an article last week because, you know, I don't want to keep it political all the time, but unfortunately, sometimes it's we need to do that. And we need to talk about J.D. Vance, who cannot exist in a world where he isn't accusing somebody of lying. And this really bothers me, the military service thing, but now he's accused Governor Tim Walz of lying about his infertility, his IVF experience. And mm-hmm. I read the article, and it basically said that essentially, there you go, you're a doctor.
Yes. I'm sorry. Can I go on mute? I want to come back to this, but I got to take this call real quick. Sorry.
So basically, I'll tell you the story real quick here. As we know, through various speeches at the DNC and through when we met Governor Tim Walz on a national scale, he has made known that he and his wife, Gwen, went through IVS because they had trouble conceiving their daughter, who is Hope. And they named her after the fact that it went through and they'd actually had a child. Well, J.D. Vance, who is the senator from Ohio and is also the Republican vice presidential nominee, as we all know, he has accused Governor Walz of lying. And really, when it comes down to it, it's not because they didn't have it's not because they didn't use medical help to have a baby. They may have just not used IVF. They used something instead that, honestly, experts have said is easily to be confused. Dr. Hanks, can you talk about this?
Can I just say it's easily none of your business? Like,
yeah, that's also true.
That's like my biggest thing that I'm so frustrated with all this is like so this article talks about, and I'm sorry, I had to step back just for a second. So I missed a little bit of what you said, but just that reproductive, what we call it, reproductive endocrinology and infertility. So REI is the group that does like IVF, IUI, or any sort of like infertility workup. So, like, you know, you might have said is that when people hear that, anything with infertility, their brains automatically go to IVF, mm-hmm. but it is a lot more complex than that. But not just like scientifically complex, but also emotionally complex. Like if you really want to have a baby and you're not able to, it's really, really hard for couples. And, you know, whether Tim Walz had IVF or not, like they went through some sort of infertility struggles and they have, you know, have said that. And like, it's really just nobody's business. It's, I think, brave of him to talk about and to be open and, you know, with the American public about, and then for someone to be like, that's not true. It's just so sick and twisted. And like, as if it wasn't, you know, hard enough what they went through. And I think that, you know, I think that's the whole part of like the Republican Party is just saying things that like shock and awe, and everyone is like, J.D. Vance is kind of a goober anyway. And so he's just trying to like be like Trump and say something that's like going to get a rise out of us. And it's just kind of like, no, dude, like, you're just a loser. Like, and you're just, you know, like it's just not your business.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, when you said that, how about it's none of your business? I actually thought you were saying it to me. I'm like, but you're right. But you're absolutely right. The way you said it too, I think is very important because I read this article and you know, I have a whole lot of gushing man feelings about Tim Walz. They're all positive. So my first notion is to protect him at all cost.
Right. And the Midwest.
Yes, absolutely. And plus just an older gentleman, he is white. So that's his identity. Coach, but like feeling feelings and just being just a good person. We're all like, yes, we must have more of this. Make more of him in a factory. So when you say it's none of your business, that's even a better way of dealing with it. So like when J.D. Vance says, well, they didn't have IVF and really it was really a pushing your glasses up moment, like, well, actually they didn't have IVF, they had IUI. Well, why don't we take this moment then to educate the people on what IUI is instead of just being, as Mrs. McDonald said in our choir class, the poop in our milk. Let's talk about it then. And can you explain to us the difference between IVF and IUI?
Yeah. So, and even going like a step back, so, cause some infertility treatments I can do, and that can be for patients that some patients, have conditions where their ovaries, where they don't ovulate, and ovulating is what needs to happen for an, ovary to produce an egg. Egg meets sperm, person gets pregnant, right? So, in a patient that has ovaries that, sometimes aren't ovulating for some reason, we can give medications, that can help them ovulate, like in their letrozole or Clomid are kind of the two big ones. And that's like a really great place to start in patients that aren't ovulating. And that could be considered like reproductive, you know, or infertility treatment right there. If that doesn't work, and we're thinking that, they need help with like sperm meeting the egg part of the process, then they can do something called IUI, which is, multitasking. They can do something called IUI where, they place, a catheter inside the uterus and, physically put the sperm inside the uterus when they know that there is an egg in there at the same time. So IVF is like kind of the next step, much more invasive. It's where there's they're doing an egg retrieval. So actually taking the egg out of the ovary, taking the sperm from the partner, putting together to make what's called a blastocyst that then is placed back in the uterus to make a baby. That involves a lot more. I'm kind of like really glossing over. There's a lot more details into it than that, like involving injections and, you know, surgery to do the egg retrieval. It's very uncomfortable for the patient to go through. But again, it's to say that you haven't, you know, been through like a reproductive journey. Again, it's unfair, but that's kind of like the breakdown or just a very like basic overview of potential treatments for patients that are struggling with getting pregnant on their own.
And that's something what you just said, I think is very important as well, Dr. Hanks, which is, you know, you say it was said in such a way as to diminish the experience of Tim Walls and his wife. And, you know, IUI may be less invasive than IVF, but it's still a journey. It's still, you're being told, you're being told by a doctor, you can't have children in a way that's, we are come to see as quote unquote normal, like the normal process of having a child. So you have to add extra steps, which adds appointments, money, stress. Will it work? Will it not work? And so really I think that is ultimately my biggest problem is, you know, I don't think Tim Walls lied. I think he may have said IVF because that's what we all know, but it doesn't take away from what he and his wife went through to have now two children. And
exactly.
And as we have seen last week at the DNC, both of them sparkling examples of people. I mean, hope is just, I mean, I'm not going to, well, yes, I'm about to. Hope is amazing. I love the interaction she has with her father, and I could talk about Gus, but I will start crying, and that's not going to happen right now. But this, just standing on a platform and saying like, well, he didn't do that. He did that. It's like, what are you trying to accomplish from that? If anything, you had this moment to like really say like, oh, there are other options too. Like, I don't know. I don't expect J.D. Vance to be the bringer of good tidings, but I don't understand what his point was. So like, whose mind was he trying to change? Who is he trying to infuriate?
I think he's just trying to do like a Trump-like tactic because, you know, like nobody really is excited about him right now. He's trying to get in the news. He's trying to whatever. And then two is just the fact that everyone's just kind of crapping on like anything that like that I do essentially.
Yeah,
and there's all the everything with IVF and stuff. And I think he's trying to say like, oh, it's not that important, or oh, you know, because Tim Walls is saying like we had to use this. It's like, well, did you really? And are there that many people that are actually using it? Like by like putting some shade there, I think that it's like, well, maybe it's the Dems are making a bigger deal out of this than it really is. Like not that many people use it, which is absolutely not true. Obviously, people use it all the time, but I think that it's just that's my kind of opinion. And to this point, what I really wanted to make a point to say, I really love how we're kind of relabeling all of this, including abortions, under this umbrella term of reproductive freedom, which I think is really cool because, you know, Republicans love talking about freedom and all of that stuff. And so it's like very kind of ironic to be like, yeah, reproductive freedom. Oh, we can have all the freedoms. We want all the freedoms except for that freedom. Well, I think it's a great idea.
I mean, Dr. Hanks, I want the freedom to tell you what to do with your freedom. Okay. That's my point. Right. It's I'm all about freedoms. As long as my freedom gets to stand on your freedoms and say, I'm the freest of the freedoms. So free off.
Well, I ate my freedom fries.
Are you going to be able to stick with us for one more segment?
I think so. I'm getting a couple texts, but yes.
Cool.
Hard maybe.
Cool. All right, cool. Because I want to talk about a little bit, a really quick discussion point with you really quick.
Cool.
We're talking to Dr. Hanks, a public service announcement, because it's Wednesday. Please stick close. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt and There on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. If you love like that, blood runs. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really bad cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got, baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got problems.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently on vacation. We'll be returning in the next week and a half, and we're happy to have her back. But for right now, we hope she's relaxing. You are here during public service announcements. Public service announcement. That is harder to say than I ever think sometimes. But we have.
You don't say cervix as much as I do in a day.
Okay. You don't know. All right. We got Calvin on the board. As always, the board lord, Dr. Slide, doing the great work. And we have Dr. Laura Hanks. That was Dr. Laura Hanks you just heard with public service announcements, as we have every week on Wednesday at 11:30. Dr. Hanks, something that you said before, it was interesting about them coming for your business or being in your business, literally your industry. In our first hour, we had Esther Flones, who is a drag queen. And I find it very interesting that both you and her had the same thing to say, as far as everything was going great. Like it wasn't as invasive as it was even 6 months ago. Now they're going after IVF and with the repeal of Roe and all those things. And she feels like, with people saying that she's a danger to children and trying to indoctrinating them, it's just seems to be going for all of these, I don't want to say low hanging fruit, but like, let's go for what you do, doctor. And what you do is try to provide, you provide healthcare for people, yet you have individuals knocking on your door saying, you know, you're a monster or whatever they want to call you. Or I just find it interesting that in the drag world and the medical world, you could share so much in common in that experience. I don't want to say struggle, but that experience.
Yeah. And definitely, I mean, you know, and being part of like transgender healthcare too, so that like I overlap with that as well. And it's, you know, I think the biggest part, just there's like so many things swirling in my head, like with the trans care and then with Roe v. Wade. And what was really interesting is that right after the Dobbs decision was made, a lot of the states that had the kind of like the harshest laws, like Idaho, immediately got rid of their maternal mortality boards, because we know that they're going to go with patients being forced to have pregnancies that they don't want, or maybe not even don't want, like might not be healthy enough. Like they might not have, you know, an immediate concern for their health, but might get sicker as the further along they get pregnant. We're going to have a higher rate of more maternal morbidity and mortality. And so, you know, that was just kind of like a quiet thing that was done in a lot of those states. And so to your question, yes, we're going to have more bad outcomes because of these laws, because, you know, certain laws being more restrictive to people getting access to the care that they need. You know, I think I've told the story about when we had the ban, when we were kind of like acting in Wisconsin with the abortion ban and patients were having to go to Illinois, just that travel, it puts patients at higher risk. And I had a patient get a blood clot because they were traveling to get the care that they needed because they were sitting in a car for a long time. Yeah. And if they had been here, they might not have gotten it, you know? So it's just like, this is things people don't think about that affect my patients every day.
You know, and when Dobbs came down, we've had this conversation on and off the air with Jane and I and with you, this notion of, you know, oh, it won't affect us as much as you think. And you're talking about all these, I guess, aftershocks of a landmark decision and the things we have to deal with after the fact that they never think about when they, you know, their whole thing was just get rid of Roe v. Wade. Just get rid of it. It'll be fine. Get rid of it on Tuesday. Wednesday will be fine. And we didn't think about, not we, I'm sorry, I'm not saying we, but the ones in power didn't really think or care about the effects afterwards. And it seems like they almost still don't care because they still hold on to this notion of, yes, but if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And that's the ultimate problem sometimes, is you're trying to have a rational conversation with someone who's saying, well, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Well, that's not an answer for someone in Texas who wants health care and can't because their Congress said no.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And I apologize. I'm just getting waved. I've got to actually run. There's another emergency that just popped up. But yes, to all of that. And I'm sorry to sneak out early, but let's continue this next week.
Absolutely. Dr. Hanks, thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Public Service Announcement. If you have a question for the doctor at all, you can always email them to us at janesays@civicmedia.us. And if you want us to keep your name private, we're happy to do that. We will, you know, we won't reveal anything, but you can send us anything. And if it goes further, we can try to get you in touch with the doctor to answer the question. But we're happy to send those questions along to her for next week. She will be here 11:30. She's a very important person, Calvin. She's very, 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 very busy. A very, very good doctor.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd trust a doctor that wasn't getting called. So,
what are you up to, Dr. B? Nothing. I'm good.
Just hanging out, waiting for someone to call me.
You guys want to talk about the new season of Ted Lasso? That seems like a lot of fun. But yeah, for everyone who called and texted and commented on the live stream, regardless of whether I agree with you or not, I appreciate you for reaching out to us. We love hearing from you. I want to thank Dr. Hanks for being here. I want to thank Esther Flones for being here. Esther is wonderful. If you want, like I said, September the 10th, that's a Tuesday at Lakefront Brewery. If you live in the southeastern Wisconsin area and you want to come check that out, you're more than welcome to do that. I'd love to see it. It is free. So Calvin, you can come on down too if you want. I mean, you can have some fun.
Yeah. Is the bingo itself free or just the event?
The bingo itself. So you show up, you're going to say, I'm here for bingo. They're going to hand you a stack of cards. Ooh. And you get to play and you can win. You don't have to drink anything. You don't have to eat anything, but you should. You want to support a local business. Of course.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, it is a free event with free bingo and cool prizes. And we'd love to have you down there. But yeah, I'm very, very excited to do that. It's always great to hang out with Esther. It was wonderful to have her here today to talk about her culture, her history, her journey, because we love hearing about those stories. And we love hearing from you. So once again, thanks a lot for reaching out. Thanks a lot for being a part of the conversation. You can always follow us on social media at Matt Nair on Air, MATENAER on Air, or Civic Media US. Follow us. We're going to be here tomorrow again at 10 a.m. We're going to have a great, fun show, and we look forward to talking to you very soon. Thank you, Calvin, for everything you do. Thanks to engineering. Thanks to everyone at Civic Media for being awesome. Thanks to listeners. As Jane says, I hope you find some joy today, and I hope you have a chance to share it. Stay close. News is up next, and then Todd Elbow with the Todd Elbow Show after that. Thanks for listening. Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.